See, when you collapse the wave function, it creates trouble down here. Anytime you go into any kind of agreement, it creates some trouble. You're going to have to sacrifice. And you might say, what is he talking about? Well, man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, right? What does that say? Man born of woman. Man born through the woman. Man born through the vagina. Man pushed out through that matrix. The matrix. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Like Samson, he had a lot of trouble. Most of it was his own fault, but he had a lot of trouble. Noah had trouble. I found out, you know, at first, you know, that I saw how the corporations are trying to do mind control. But once you see through the game, the mind control game, you know, that they're playing, you can beat them because you don't, you see through the game, you know. You see through the game. So when you yoke up with a dead corporation, there's people in there walking around who want to pull you into their little insanity world, you know, crazy world. You've got that so-called backup system, but you don't have to be tied to it. They're paying you. They're giving you something to do, giving you some kind of service. But as soon as you punch the clock, you're gone. There's nothing, there's no connection there. There's no psychological pull, you know. Once you break the paradigm, the 666 cube paradigm, once you see that it's not only outside, it's inside. And once you understand that you just have to die daily, you're free from it because you're not tied in it, to it anymore. You're connected in Christ. You're outside the system. You're seated in the heavenlies above the system. They want a vampire off of you, but if you see the game, they can't vampire off. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's all a game. The 666 cube system's just a game. It's all a game. It's all a game. It really is. Go online, go on Indeed. And put your resume up there and watch, you'll get about 20 people trying to hire you. Put all your talents and all your gifts and all that and your education. And about 20 people to be trying to hire you the same day. Trying to move you from one cube to the next cube. It's a game. Welcome to the game of life in the corporate system. And notice, they all of them, I don't care if it's a restaurant, a place to live, or I don't care what it is, they always put that painted face outward show on, right? It's always an outward show, painted face system. And then when you get on the inside, you realize it was all just painted face, it wasn't real. It was fake. It was just to draw you in to another box. You left the box and the box is trying to pull you back in. Think about that. You got burst out of the box and the box is trying to pull you back in. Sorry, I was in the restaurant. I get me a milkshake. Splurging. And so I was thinking about that as I was in line there. You escape, you leave the box, you get birthed out of that box, and the whole game, your whole life is to try to put you back in the box. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy. Lord, help us all. That's the whole game. Your house is a box. Your mobile home's a box. Your trailer's a box. Your hotel room's a box. Your office is a box. Your denomination's a box. I wish they wouldn't have blocked that movie. I mean, they took it all. The Cube, what was that, Henson, something, Jim Henson or something like that. The Cube, I mean, that movie was just, I mean, that. Why would they take that off that? You can't even hardly find it. You can't hardly find it. But it's the truth. All the stuff appearing in your life, okay? Look. Certain things appear out of nowhere, right? They just appear, right? People appear, stuff appears, problems, and it repeats. You know, eventually it repeats. You see the repeat. People show up on the scene. You've seen it 1,000 times. So imagine yourself in this box, just like the movie, The Cube. And all of a sudden, one of the panels in the cube opens up, somebody walks in, starts talking to you, and he says, "Who are you?" And then another one, then another one, then another one. All these different things happen. And then at the very, he finally says, I want out of this cube. So he leaves the cube. Somehow he gets out, walks around the corner, and the man behind the desk says, "So you want it out of the cube, so sign this paperwork." He signs the paperwork, cuts his hand. He said, "I just cut my hand." He said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "What do you mean, don't worry about it?" He said, "Taste it." He said, "What's it taste like?" He said, "Strawberry jelly," something like that. And he wakes up in the cube again. No matter where you go, you're still in the cube. And the only way you're going to escape it is through Jesus. And set your mind on affections above, not affections below. Set your mind on things above, not things below. If you set your affection above and not below, you can escape the cube. But all this people pleasing, all this keeping these rules and levels and ranks and grades and ratings and going here and doing this and holidays and birthdays and, you know, it's going to wear you out. And you wonder why you wore out. Because you're following some kind of man-made system that's not even real. And these people who appear only appear because you need to learn a lesson from yourself. These people appearing are teaching you about yourself. Be honest with you. They're just like a fragment or a memory from something in the past that you need to learn from, you know. It's a trip. I was digging three post holes. The first one I dug, I went down like 4 inches, hit concrete. And so I took my shovel, I had my post hole diggers, went down and hit concrete. So what in the world is that? Because it was, and so come to find out, the piece of concrete was, it was like 24 inches, 30 inches long, 6 inches wide, and 8 inches deep. And I thought, what in the world? How am I going to get that out of there? I couldn't lift that. So I took a piece of metal rod that I had bought a long time ago, and I started just tapping, it was going to split it in thirds, and I just kept hitting it with a piece of metal. Boom, and kept tapping and tapping and tapping and tapping. And it finally broke all the way through. The concrete cracked, and so then I did the other side. So I had three pieces I could lift. But I just kept hitting. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. And eventually, I kept hitting it with that piece of metal. And the thing cracked all the way to the bottom. I kept hitting it, and it finally broke free. That's the way it is with life in this cube. Eventually, you break free. You keep hitting it. You keep asking, what is the truth? What is the truth? What is going on? What is going on? Introspective. And then eventually you get free. You just got to keep hitting the problem till you have a breakthrough, you know? It's just the way it works.